The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Hey friends, Ellen Wells here with the Just Veggies podcast. Hi there. I am also author of the Just Veggies blog here at plantersplace.com. Welcome to today's episode. And today's episode is retuning to create a second harvest. When you retune your crops in the mid-season, it's one way to encourage a second round of growth and also a second round of harvest from your vegetable garden. I did say ratoon, not raccoon. When I first saw the word spelled R-A-T-O-O-N, I thought it was referring to raccoon. And I have no idea what raccooning would be. And I really had no idea what ratooning is either. I learned, and I am here to let you know what it is. A ratoon is a new shoot that forms at the base of or on the main stem of a crop plant after the original crop plant has been cut or cropped. The roots are still in the ground most of the time. So this term is used for the most part in major crop plants, such as sugarcane, pineapples, things like that. Notice that they're perennial crops, kind of tropical crops. But the definition of the term, to crop a plant to encourage new growth, that can certainly be applied to your own homegrown vegetables. So, what can you ratoon in your cool season garden? It turns out that I have been ratooning for years and I haven't even known it. How? Well, when I harvest my broccoli head, basically I cut out that large umbrella-shaped head in the center of the broccoli plant. I keep the remaining plant in the soil and wait for the side shoots to develop into smaller heads. They kind of look like broccolini. I even wrote about that in a previous Just Veggies post. So you can search for that on this website. Cutting that head out of the broccoli plant, that is definitely ratooning, or cropping out the first harvest and allowing a side shoot at the base or alongside the main stem to develop to create a second harvest. Ratooning works with other cole crops or cabbage-like crops, like cabbage and cauliflower. When chopping out the heads of cabbage and cauliflower, the ratooning process will work pretty much the same way if you cut above the lower leaves and leave a little portion of the stem in place. What can you ratoon in a longer growing season garden? Well, regions that have a long growing season, such as the American South in the heartland, crops such as peppers and okra and eggplant can be ratooned after the first spring flush of fruiting. Folks in those regions get a earlier crop of those what New Englanders would call warm season crops. Typically, the plants are cut to about 6 or 8 inches tall, with a few lower branches left intact with the leaves on them. This act of severely chopping the plant forces ancillary buds, buds found between the major stem and the side branches, to begin growing. It'll take several weeks, as in the broccoli, or even a few months for your second harvest to be ready to go. What isn't ratooning? Well, that is a good question too. Ratooning is not the cut and come salad mix that you've planted, nor is it the chard that keeps growing once you peel off the side stems and leaves, basically peeling the side leaves out in order for the middle leaves to keep growing. That growth would naturally happen anyway, And for those two items, at least, the growth emerges from the center of the plant rather than from the side. Well, that's what I have for you today, all about the topic ratooning. Stay tuned to Just Veggies and the Just Veggies podcast for more gardening information. Have a good one.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.